Amidst record-high southern border crossings, the U.S. government introduces a virtual wall, a network of high-tech surveillance towers, some AI-powered, aimed at reducing drug smuggling and unauthorized migration. This move, contrasted with the physical wall efforts of past administrations, represents a significant shift in border security strategy. Why it's noteworthy? The surge in border crossings has led to various crises and staffing challenges for U.S. Mothifying Customs and Border Protection. However, these new surveillance technologies, while efficient, are raising eyebrows over potential civil liberties infringements, as pointed out by digital watchdogs. Details. These autonomous towers, an upgrade from previous surveillance installations, have enhanced capabilities to detect unusual activities. The U.S. has deployed about 300 of these towers, ranging from the California coast to Texas. They've been mapped out by the Electronic Frontier Foundation using diverse methods, including satellite imagery and virtual reality. CBP officials have lauded this technology as a major asset. The tower's autonomous nature, equipped with 360-degree radars and AI to distinguish humans from animals, provides a more responsive and discreet surveillance method, unlike the traditional and controversial physical barriers. These solar-powered towers, easily deployable and relocatable, reflect a technological evolution from previous attempts. Notably, the 2011 abandonment of President Bush's virtual fence initiative due to technological and deployment issues underscores the progress made in border surveillance technology. Zoom in. Defense contractors such as Anduril Industries and Elbit Systems of America have been instrumental in erecting these new towers, often located in remote or minimally staffed border areas. Comments from experts like Jorge Guajardo highlight the tower's efficiency and Mexico's cooperative stance on this technology. This cooperation is a stark contrast to the divisive nature of physical wall proposals, marking a diplomatic and technological advancement in border security. However, concerns remain about the extent of surveillance, particularly regarding its reach into Mexican territory. As the technology evolves, questions about privacy and international jurisdiction continue to surface, illustrating the complex nature of modern border security solutions.